Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, reported on Monday there had been a decrease of 4 COVID-related deaths since Friday's summary report. PHSD reported in the daily summary that this was due to several deaths having been reported as cause unknown in recent weeks. Monday's summary said there were actually 5 situations where there was an unknown cause of death. In one case, the death was relisted as COVID-19 contributing to, but was not the underlying cause of death. In the other 4 cases, PHSD said it was discovered that 4 deaths were not COVID-related deaths at all. This means the accumulated number of deaths since March of 2020 now sits at 192, and not 196 as was previously reported. PHSD also reported 18 new COVID-19 cases have occurred in the local health jurisdiction since Monday's daily summary. The cumulative total of COVID cases in the past 2 years and 9 months is 20,998. The health unit also reported 20,898 of those cases have been resolved over that same period of time. It means there were only 100 active known cases in the PHSD jurisdiction as of Monday. Also, the majority of local cases, 6,821, have occurred in the 20 to 39 year age group. There continue to be several COVID-19 outbreaks in the Sudbury Health Jurisdiction, in long-term care homes, retirement homes and other congregate settings. PHSD reported 10 recent outbreaks on Monday and said only 5 of those are still active. At Health Sciences North on Monday there were 19 confirmed cases of COVID being treated with 0 patients assigned to the intensive care unit. The hospital also reported that as of Wednesday, there were 3 outbreaks at HSN, as follows. COVID-19 outbreak on level 4 of the North Tower, RLHC, declared October 7. Influenza outbreak on level 4 of the North Tower, RLHC, declared November 29. COVID-19 outbreak on level 8 of the North Tower, RLHC, declared November 30. The hospital also reminds the public that on units where there is an active COVID outbreak, there are no designated care partners, visitors allowed. An exception may be considered for compassionate reasons or end of life. Also, as of December 5, 2022, the COVID risk index for Sudbury was still in the moderate category.